From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Welcome back with Minuka. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from the news, news from across the country and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with the news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on frequencies 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Saturday asked G20 member states to help reduce the shortage and availability gap of COVID-19 vaccine, as well as supports the distribution of medicines and essential equipment. G20 members should support products diversification and transfer of technology to developing countries and ease trade obstacles to vaccine raw materials. President Joko Widodo called for the acceleration of a global economic recovery that is strong, inclusive, and sustainable at the Economic and Global Health sessions of the G20 Summit in La Nuvola, Rome, Italy, on Saturday. According to a statement released by the Presidential Secretariat Press Bureau, the President said that the G20 needs to serve as a catalyst for the normalization of economic policy, since in the last 2 years, the world has carried out extraordinary policies in the fiscal, monetary, and finance sector. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi reviewed a simulation for handling the arrival of international passengers at the Gusti Ngurah Rai Airport, Bali Province, on Saturday to ensure the strict implementation of the health protocols. Furthermore, in preparation for reopening international flights, which officially opened on October 14, 2021, a number of simulations have been carried out at the airport since October 9. Indonesia has reopened the route of returning migrant workers from Malaysia after the decline in the COVID-19 pandemic in the region. The return of Indonesian migrant workers who works in the Sabah area is planned to take place in Nunukan, North Kalimantan. Vice Regent of Nunukan, Haji Hanafiah, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia Saturday in Nunukan, said that around 2,000 migrant workers will return gradually after the COVID-19 pandemic has decreased in Malaysia. All of this aims to prevent accumulation and new problems will occur.
Kita memiliki rusunawa ada dua.
We have two units of flats and have a capacity of 560. We will schedule this PMI repatriation so that there is no buildup of PMI in the Nunukan district. So let's say we have a kind of cooperation with the parties in Sabah. With our council, we are worried that it won't happen later. The number of PMIs who are being sent home through Nunukan, let's say something like that, will be a new problem in our regency. So we have to anticipate this beforehand and we have to be careful. Although currently there is a tendency to decrease the number of exposures, the Nunukan district government continues to carry out health tests through the PCR method to every migrant workers before they return to their area of origin. Regent Hanafiah also added that in receiving the return of migrant workers, his party cooperates with Regional Disaster Management Agency, especially the guarantee of daily living needs during the shelter period in Rusunawa Nunukan. Let's move on to the international news. Leaders of the group of 20 major economies sit down for a second day of talks on Sunday, faced with the difficult task of bridging their differences on how to combat global warming ahead of a crucial United Nations summit on climate change. The G20 bloc, which includes Brazil, China, India, Germany, and the United States, accounts for an estimated 80% of the global greenhouse gas emission, which scientists say must be steeply reduced to avoid climate catastrophe. The Federal Reserve is set to begin removing a major plank of the stimulus policy it rolled out last year as the pandemic began, a sign of the progress the U.S. economy has posted since the historic downturn. Fed Chair Jerome Powell could touch on these topics when he speaks following the two-day Federal Open Market Committee meeting beginning Tuesday, and may also offer the central bank's latest views on the state of the recovery. Capitalizing on the appetite for tourism after months of global lockdowns, Egypt's tourism ministry has waived visa fee for 28 countries, including many from Eastern Europe. Currently, there are about 20 flights from Russia landing in Sharm every week. Russian tourists have also been lining up for Sharm's marine activities, from snorkeling and diving to jet skiing. Tourism represents about 10% of the GDP of Egypt, where a third of 100 million strong population lives below the poverty line. Lizara, that was the news. President Joko Widodo attended the 38th and 39th Asian Summit on Tuesday, October 26, virtually from the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java. In his speech at the summit, President Joko Widodo conveyed the importance of strengthening Asian institutions. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, who accompanied the president on the occasion, said, "President Joko Widodo wants Asian to be able to maintain unity and centrality in responding to world dynamics, because rivalry between world powers is increasingly prominent." President Joko Widodo also encouraged Asian to become a locomotive for regional stability and prosperity. One of them is through capacity building.
Indonesia ingin ASEAN benar-benar dapat menjadi lokomotif.
Indonesia wants Asian to truly become a locomotive for stability and prosperity in the region. In order to achieve this, the president said, it is necessary to immediately strengthen the capacity and effectiveness of Asian institutions. Another point that has become a concern for President Joko Widodo is regarding Myanmar. According to Retno Marsudi, President Joko Widodo regrets Myanmar's attitude, which does not welcome Asian's helping hand, to be out of the political crisis.
Keputusan ASEAN untuk mengundang wakil Myanmar pada tingkat non-politik dalam KTT.
Asia's decision to invite Myanmar's representative at the non-political level at the summit is a tough decision, but it must be done. The president reminds it is important for us to maintain respect for the principle of non-interference. But on the other hand, we are also obliged to uphold other principles in the Asian Charter, such as democracy, good governance, respect for human rights, and constitutional government. According to Retno Marsudi, President Joko Widodo emphasized that Asian helping hand must still be offered to Myanmar, including the provisions of humanitarian assistance to the people of Myanmar. The last issue raised by the president was the implementation of the Asian Outlook on the Indo-Pacific, AOIP. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi explained, the principle of AOIP is very clear, and at this time, it is important for all countries to pay attention to its implementation. In this regard, according to Retno Marsudi, Indonesia will hold an Indo-Pacific Infrastructure Cooperation Forum in 2023. This forum will be held when Indonesia holds the mandate as Asian chair. I'll begin today in history with October 31st, 1984, when the death of the Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi, occurred. Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, nicknamed Iron Woman, was shot dead by two of her bodyguards on October 31, 1984. The assassination was prompted by Indira ordering Indian troops to storm the Golden Temple, a shrine to Sikhs, in Punjab. The temple is used as a headquarters for the armed Sikh extremist group. Coincidentally, Gandhi's two bodyguards, Bent Singh and Sanwat Singh, were Sikhs. Moving on to October 31, 2003, Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad resigned after 22 years in power. October 31, 2003 was Mahathir Mohamad's last day in power in Malaysia. He entrusted the mandate to Deputy Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi to continue the government. Dr. Mahathir is considered to have been instrumental in transforming Malaysia from previously just a small, remote country to a developed country in the industrial sector. He has made major changes since Malaysia's independence in 1957. However, his reign was not without controversy. Mahathir has been criticized as an authoritarian leader, particularly over the dismissal and arrest of his then Deputy Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. I'll end today in history with October 31st, 2000. The Singapore Airlines 006 accidents occurred. Singapore Airlines Flight 006 was an international passenger's flight to Los Angeles International Airport in California, United States, with a stop at Chiang Kai-shek International Airport in Taipei, Taiwan. On October 31st, 2000, at 2300 hours Taipei time, the Boeing 747-412 operating the flight was trying to take off from a closed runway at Chiang Kai-shek Airport when a typhoon hit the airport. The plane hit construction equipment on the runway and killed 83 of the 179 passengers and crew on board. The accident was the first fatal crash involving a Boeing 747-400.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la diffusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listener wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He is our regular listener who always monitors our broadcast not only in English, but also in Mandarin, German, and Arabic. He is also active in sending his reception report. This time, he was listening to English program. Hello, sir. Thank you for always spending your time to listen to our broadcast. I hope you do not get bored sending your reception report of our broadcast. From Jakarta, here is a beautiful special for you and all of your friends in Pakistan. Enjoy the song.
Across the sky tonight, discovering the brightest light. Wish I was here with someone to hold tight. Hello there, I wish it was you. Playing in the rain and wait the rainbow to come and we'll dance. I wonder if you'll always be right here. Hello there, are you doing fine? Every night thinking about you. Would like to spend my life with you. Eyes that always make me feel like home and you will just always be something that I'll never have. Every time I have the chance to have a conversation with you, I'm always feeling nervous and I don't know what to do. Hello there, I lost my words. Thinking about you make me feel the clock stop ticking. And I'd always do that before I go to sleep. Whoa, hello you.
Have a nice dream tonight.
Thank you.
would like to spend my life with you. Those eyes that always make me feel like home and you will just always be something that I'll never have.
That was the first song, and you still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and website www.voinews.id. Today's edition, we will give an information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
General Chairpersons of the Indonesian Journalists Association Atal S. Depari on Thursday officially released a nationality exploration of journalist team, which started an expedition around the archipelago through 15 islands and 34 provinces. Coinciding with the Youth Pledge Day, the team, consisting of four national journalists, started their journey from Jakarta, covering a distance of almost 17,000 kilometers. Planned to end on February 28, 2022, the expedition is also part of commemoration of the National Press Day next year, which falls on February 9. Head of the Committee for National Exploration of Journalists, Dar Edi Yoga, when releasing the team in the front yard of the Press Council Office Jakarta, said the team's journey will be divided into four stages. Stage 1 in Sumatra, Stage 2 in Kalimantan, Stage 3 through Java, Bali, and Papua, and Stage 4 from Maluku, Sulawesi, returns to Java. Edi Yoga said during the trip, various activities will be carried out by the team, such as campaigning for traffic rules and the importance of maintaining security and public order, and maintaining unity and integrity within the framework of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. In addition to seeing the various natural beauties of Indonesia and various infrastructure, the results of development during the administration of President Joko Widodo, the National Exploration of Journalists team has also a mission to invite the Indonesian people to always maintain fitness in the midst of the pandemic. Team expedition will be reported from time to time and eventually documented in a book with the title Beautiful Indonesia. The Journalist National Exploration Team was also joined by Yani Krishnayani, the only woman in the team who plans to stop at the seven highest mountain peaks in Indonesia. According to the agenda, the team of journalists will fly the red and white flag on the seven highest peak in Indonesia. The seven mountains to be climbed are Kerinci, Bukit Raya, Latimojong, Pinaiya, Kartens Pyramid, and Semeru. The National Exploration Team of journalists departed from Jakarta to Sumatra to make the first ascent in Mount Kerinci. Meanwhile, Assistant Deputy for Recreational Sports Management at the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Mai Frizon, along with a number of sponsor representatives, were also represented at the release of the Journalist National Exploration Team. He said, "These four journalists showed a patriotic attitude because exploring the archipelago is not an easy journey." He also hopes that the success of the expedition will open up opportunities to be developed into an international recreational sports event.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to a message which was sent by Ratan Kumar in India via Messenger's application. Hello, sir. How are you today? Thank you for your time in participating in our Hello Listeners program, because you were the first 20 registrants who attended Zoom in Hello Listener event. You deserve a gift from us. Yes, thank you. Well, here is a beautiful song for you.
Rasa cinta yang sejak dulu selalu kuat.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequencies 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, for our next segment, we will present an Indonesian wonder which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom. Bali is famous for having many destinations for local and foreign tourists, one of which is Beji Guang Canyon, which is also known as a hidden canyon. Under this canyon, there is a river flowing flanked by rock cliffs. In Balinese language, Beji is interpreted as a river that is considered sacred because here there are several holy springs. Guang Canyon is located in Guang Village, Sukawati District, Gianyar Regency, Bali, about 15 kilometers from Gianyar City and approximately 14 kilometers from capital Denpasar City. Beji Guang has a bluish water flow with the brownish black river stones that beautifully frame the view of Beji Guang Hidden Canyon. You will surely admire the breathtaking scenery from the high cliffs, large trees that are hundreds of years old, and various local animals. In these tourist attractions, there is also a temple with some water flows from the river used by local residents. Beji Guang Hidden Canyon is considered sacred, and the water is often used for religious ceremonial activities. Therefore, when visiting this tourist spot, you must comply with the rules that have been set. The journey to the Hidden Canyon is pretty challenging because visitors have to walk through rocks, stream, and steep cliffs. Therefore, it is advisable to use the service of a guide who will show you the way and also remind you what is allowed and what is not to be done in locations that are considered sacred. It is recommended to come during the dry season because at that time, the river flow is not too heavy, so it is safe and easy to pass. For those of you who have an adventurous spirit and are accustomed to exploring natural attractions, this tourist spot is very suitable to be visited. For beginners, this place may be a challenge, but don't worry, because you just need to follow the guide's advice.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world.
Now reply a message from Suman Kamath, which was taken from Messenger's application. Hello, Ms. Kamath. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. While listening around the world, here is a beautiful song for you.
In the middle of a winter night, I make coffee and I sit down. Pour me room, but I feel chill inside. I keep dreaming, but I don't. Steps, look at the window, the shadows appear. Try not to look for it, doesn't feel real. I'm lonely inside, but I know I'll be moving on. Universe speak, help me get through it. I cannot compete, my inner voice singing. No, 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 no. Remember on the day we went to watch the stars. Back then in June, when things were better by far.
Listen to the third song for today, and for the next segment, we'll present to you a miscellany. With tagline The Green Campus in Indonesia, Telkom University in Bandung, West Java continues to focus on creating a beautiful environment with a comfortable teaching and learning atmosphere. Yet, the number of green open spaces at Telkom University or TELU needs to be supported by good leaf waste management. This condition inspired a lecturer at the Faculty of Industrial Engineering at the Telkom University, Rosat Mali, to make a multi-product incinerator that is environmentally friendly. This tool can process leaf waste at Telkom University efficiently by burning it but still being environmentally friendly. According to Rosat, this tool can burn 100 kilos of leaf waste in a short time, just 5 minutes. The results of combustions in the form of ash can be used for making paving blocks or bricks. From 100 kilograms of leaf waste that is burned, it produces 50 kilograms of ash. Usually one sack of cement and one third of cubic of sand produces 80 bricks or paving blocks. However, with this tool, the same amount of material plus 1/3 cubic ash from burning leaves can produce 110 bricks or paving blocks. In addition, this incinerator can also be used for the manufacture of plastic seeds or tools made of plastic. Rosan explained that on the top of this tool, you can put in plastic waste in the form of plastic bottles or others. Plastic waste that has been destroyed by using the heat of burning waste will be pressed to be printed in a customized shape like plastic seeds or other plastic products. Rosan said that currently his multi-product incinerator is still under development to be more environmentally friendly, among others, by reducing particles resulting from combustions so that it can reduce pollutants. He hopes this tool can really be used by the wider community.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhou. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom de getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Bagaimana bisa kau jatuh cinta dengannya? Bagaimana mungkin kau lebih memilih dia? Mengapa kini kau menghilang seketika? Mengapa kini kau berpaling bersamanya?Dulu kau bilang ku akhir penantian, dulu kau bilang ku akhir pencarian, dulu kau bilang akulah segalanya, semua hanya janji yang tidak kau tepati. Kini nyatanya pergi memilihnya, kini nyatanya lihat kau bersamanya, kini nyatanya ku harus penuh luka, semua hanya janji.Yang tak punya arti. Bagaimana mungkin kau mempermainkan semua?
mana bisa aku tak tahu segalanya. Ternyata aku salah telah mengiyakan semua.
Ternyata
aku salah selalu mudah percaya. Dulu kau bilang ku akhir penantian. Dulu kau bilang ku akhir pencarian. Dulu kau bilang akulah segalanya. Semua hanya janji yang tidak kau tepati. Kini nyatanya pergi memilihnya. Kini nyatanya lihat kau bersamanya. Kini nyatanya ku harus penuh luka. Semua hanya janji. Semuanya terjadi. Mengapa semuanya terjadi?
Mengapa, oh mengapa?
Semua hanya janji yang tak punya arti.
Thank you for listening to our English programs on Voice of Indonesia through short waves on frequencies 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestions and criticisms through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener of Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Music Corner. The singer who are graduated from a talent search event on National Private Television released her third single entitled Sisa Rasa on October 25th. Through the song, she wanted to tell about a great love for someone who had taught him everything, but that person had just to leave. In the song Sisa Rasa, Mahalini collaborated with Martinus Tintin and some big names. In addition, she was also involved in writing the lyrics of the song. The production time is relatively short, which is only 2 months and only one time meeting with the production team, because all activities including workshops are carried out through virtual meetings. However, Mahalini said she was satisfied with this result. Listener, here is Mahalini with the song Sisa Rasa.
Melihatmu bahagia, satu hal yang terindah. Anugerah cinta yang pernah ku punya. Kau buatku percaya ketulusan cinta seakan kisah sempurna kan tiba. Masih jelas teringat pelukanmu yang hangat, seakan semua tak mungkin menghilang. Kini hanya kenangan yang telah kau tinggalkan, tak tersisa lagi.
Kadang semesta menitipkan yang terbaik, bukan untuk selamanya, tapi belajar untuk menghargai apa itu cinta.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhenque pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
From Indonesia to the